listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Podcast, Joshua Adam Lamar, that with the Senator. Man, we are in the doldrums of football time. This draft needs to get here so we can talk more football.
That is an absolute fact. But one thing that myself, Josh, and Coach said when football season ended is that we're not going to be like Undisputed or First Take or any of these shows that are just trying to drag along with news stuff just so
yeah,
that
we're
they
gonna
can
give you the terrible
show.
Takes like Anthony Richardson, Titan.
Yeah,
let's talk about Ryan Tannehill. No,
we're only gonna during this time, we're only gonna record when there is actual news to discuss,
yeah,
actual stuff to preview. Like, that's what makes our podcast more authentic,
yes. And we have the big news is Odell Beckham goes to the Ravens for up to $18 million, had a FaceTime with Lamar Jackson.
Went to the club with him.
Yeah, he did. So I guess we're assuming that Lamar's a Raven again, I think.
So the way how this sounds is that, to me personally.
He's going to sign the tag?
He's going to sign the tag. He's going to do the 1 year.
Yeah.
Now, depending on how they do this 1 year, will determine what he does moving forward.
Yeah. You know what they could do is they could make the agreement of like, I will sign the tag, but you can't, because players are in the past. Like, I signed the tag this year, you cannot tag me next year.
Yep. Yep. I don't think he's going to do a Kirk Cousins. I think he's going to play it 1 year, see what happens, gives them enough time to kind of negotiate a little bit more on top of that too.
Yeah.
And if a deal can't be made by the end of next season, then he's gone.
Well, it's funny you bring up Kirk Cousins, because who's a free agent next year and who needs an opening on their team next year?
Yep.
Yep.
So, and he would be a good person to go to that team too. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, no. Odell, congrats.
I didn't think you'd get it. I didn't think you'd get it. I really didn't think you'd get that bag. I got to admit, I really didn't think you'd get it.
But
the Ravens are desperate. The Ravens are desperate.
One of the things that was a good thing about it was the fact that it's not that big of a hit on the salary cap.
No.
So it works for him. He can also be wide receiver one.
Yep.
But if I'm Baltimore, if I'm Lamar and I'm Baltimore, one thing I'm saying is, don't expect Odell to be playing every single week.
Yep.
Because if you are a good team, you need him more for the playoffs than you need him for.
But and they have a good backup. Have a good backup. A Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever happened there. By the way, Tyler Huntley still technically a free agent too. He hasn't technically been signed by them either. So technically, they haven't signed either one of their quarterbacks yet. And look, but you look at the receiving core now that the Ravens have: Odell Beckham, Rashad Bateman, signed Nelson Aguilar, and then they have Devin Duvernay. So those are two really good options in Bateman and Odell Beckham. And now that you have Aguilar as like a third or fourth option, that's completely fine for a guy like Aguilar. And then you look at the tight end setup: you have Andrews, you have Isaiah Likely, and then you have the big depth at running back with J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, and with Justice Hill. Like, right now, the Ravens, as constructed, if Lamar does come back, I would have them as the favorites in the North just because of how depleted that Bengals secondary has become.
That Bengals really took a hit this season. Also with the running back situation.
Yeah.
So the Bengals really, but I will never bet against Cool Hand Burrow, to tell you the truth.
No,
but it would be Baltimore to me that would be more in the lead than anything else. So,
I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, are we assuming then we're both kind of on the same page. And I know we have a lot of Raven fans that listen to this. So, and we have one, which is our co-host with Coach, who unfortunately mm-hmm. couldn't be here today. But we're assuming Lamar is going to be back now, right? Just with all the weirdness of no one adding Lamar, and like our two teams that were quarterback hungry, Raiders and Falcons respectively, both our teams, like off the hops, like we don't want Lamar. And I think it was just because of how kind of wild the whole process was. I think kind of what we were talking about is he just stays in Baltimore this year. I think that's why Beckham signed a one-year deal instead of a multi-year deal, because he probably talked to Lamar like, hey, just stay here for one more year. Let's try to get this ring. Like, if we looked at the pecking order of the AFC right now, and we don't know what the Jets situation is, yeah. They're what, a top three option for favorites in the AFC now? If Lamar stays,
top six.
We have them ahead of Buffalo. I guess so. We obviously not ahead of KC. We have them ahead of Buffalo.
No.
Do you have them ahead of Miami?
Yes.
Do you have them ahead of the Jets with Rodgers?
No.
Do we have them ahead of the Jaguars? Or is that the level they're at?
I think they're at the similar level as Jaguars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think a big part of it too is, again, the health of Lamar. And then Cincy, we kind of have them even right now, because Cincy, we don't know. Like you said, I don't want to go against Joe Cool, but that secondary getting beat up, losing Jesse Bates and everybody they lost. Like, I mean, we'll see how they draft. Maybe they pull something off and they get the kid from Oregon, or they get Devin from Witherspoon from Illinois. Maybe they try to trade up. I mean, you know, maybe they trade up with the Cardinals, because that was the other story I had too. The Cardinals are trying to get rid of that number three pick right now. They're trying to get a package for that. And there's probably more quarterback central, but look, there's teams that really want Will Anderson. There's teams that want some of these other edge rushers in this. There's teams that want those secondary players, like I said, with Witherspoon and Gonzalez. And just from looking at the mocks right now, Senator, it looks like you are two teams who are, my team goes first and then your team goes second. It seems like one of either the Raiders take the Weathers in mock drafts. If the Raiders take Witherspoon, Falcons take Gonzalez. If the Raiders take Gonzalez, Falcons take Witherspoon.
Yeah. And if I'm really looking at it, I'm looking at the team that's going to make a trade for Cardinals, I literally think it's just going to be a trade down. I think the Colts are going to go in for the trade for that third pick. I think that they're really high on Anthony Richardson. Yeah. And if the Panthers don't take him, then I feel like Colts don't want to risk it, them not being able to take him.
Seahawks would even jump up and say, like, we just want Will Anderson. Let's just, you know, take this pick, take our other pick. We don't give mm-hmm. a shit. We get Will Anderson. We get the bench edge rusher in this draft. We move on. Now, obviously, the problem is that a same conference, you don't see that typically.
Yeah.
But I could see the Seahawks being like, fuck it. Yeah, you can take our other first-round pick. We want Will Anderson. We'll take Will Anderson at three and move on.
It's gonna be interesting. Like, I'm really excited for the draft, and I don't normally say that. Like, this is one of the years where even for my team, when I'm looking at it, they say it's not a wide receiver.
Well, you're also excited because you're picking behind us, and you're like, how will the Raiders fuck this up and help us?
Well, that is true, but with the way how we invested in our defense this season,
yeah.
I was talking to Coach yesterday about it, and I said to Coach, I was like, I really like that pickup of Scotty Miller.
Yeah.
Just as a kind of a slot guy. Just run to the sideline for five or six. Like, we don't need him to be the deep threat that he was when he was in Bucks. Just pick up short yardage, help us pick up short yardage, and go from there. Like, I like everything that the Falcons did this offseason. First offseason in a very long time that I can say that.
Are you still maybe hoping that an Anthony Richardson or something maybe falls to you?
I don't believe. Okay. Seeing that we want to see what Ritter does this season.
Yeah. And you have Heinicke as the backup.
And we picked up Heinicke for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in that big of a rush for Anthony Richardson. Also, mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes when you do that, it takes away from what you say to the player that we have our faith in you for this season.
Yeah.
So if this season doesn't work out, then next season we can draft a quarterback. Like,
yeah.
But
and it's a better quarterback class too. I mean, we're in the same spot right now where people are like overhyping these quarterbacks. And at least from what I'm seeing for the mocks and the conversation with the Raiders now, it does seem like they have gotten themselves out of that conversation now, which I'm like, I do not want the Raiders to take a quarterback. Yeah. There's no sense to take a quarterback. Take Witherspoon or take Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Take one of those two guys. We have not had a good secondary player. In the last 20 years, I've had two good secondary players. And you could maybe probably name those two good secondary players. One is very obvious. He's maybe the greatest secondary player of our lifetime.
You guys had Revis?
Not Revis. Charles Woodson.
Oh, okay. Woodson.
So we had Chuck Wood and we had Amuwa, who's now apparently an actor and really good.
I look at it as a lot of the teams right now, there's not much to talk about. And everybody is saying that it's more of a wide receiver. I mean, a more of a quarterback draft, this one, and wide receiver. I think they said in the mock drafts, there's only one wide receiver taken in the first round.
Yeah.
But normally the people that they overhype are the ones that don't really pan out the way how they really wanted to. Yep. If I'm a certain team, I'm looking at the secondary. I'm looking at wideouts. I'm looking at, if you're not a person that's taking one of the real first round draft picks for quarterbacks, stock up your other positions. Like, you got to be smart about it.
Well, and even for you guys, I've seen for edge rusher, the Tyree Wilson, he's been sliding up some drafts. Mm-hmm. Paris Johnson, who's an offensive tackle and a guard. I mean, the Seahawks could maybe even take him because, you know, I don't know if Seahawks want to help their defense, but their line has obviously notoriously been bad. And then it comes to the big question of the draft. And we'll talk about this more in about 2 weeks when we do our mock draft. The Jalen Carter question of it all. Like, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is Jalen going to fall out of the lottery side of things? Is he going to fall out of that? Like, he's, to me, just the raw footage of Jalen Carter, he may be the best player from this class. Some of the comparisons to him were to Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that video came out with the body cam footage of the cops. That was really bad. Like, really, really
so
bad.
Bad.
Bad. So there's I could see a team like the Seahawks maybe could just say, fuck it. You know, we're working on house money here. We have two picks in the first round. Let's gamble. If it doesn't pay out, we have our other pick anyways. And we've already won the Russ trade in our minds. So we're playing with house money right now. So a team like the Seahawks may take a chance on that. But man, I beforehand, like, you hear the stuff, it's like, it's bad, but sometimes people will just take talent. I can't see him slipping past 10. And then I saw the body cam stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't know now.
Here's the thing though. It is the NFL.
Yeah.
And that is. And that
Joe Mixon's still on the Bengals.
Yeah, that's the thing. Deshaun Watson is getting paid how much money this season?
Too much.
Like, it's just, this is the NFL. So, and unfortunately, and I don't really want this to happen, but I could see my team taking him.
Mm-hmm.
We already did the thing of having to do the trade for, tried to be in the trade for Watson.
Yep.
Like, I don't want it to happen.
Well,
listen, people, I don't want it to happen. But
on the latest PFF for their fantasy draft, right now they have Anthony Richardson going first overall from their intel. I don't see that happening. But I mean, who knows?
It's the Panthers. I could see that happening.
So yeah, the Panthers, and then they have Bryce Young going to the Texans. Now if that happens, I see all out panic for that Cardinals pick. Mm-hmm. I see then teams like the Raiders being like, shit, CJ's still there? Okay, well, now we got to think about this. They do have the flip here that you talked about. Indy and the Cardinals just doing a basic flip. Because if that happens, you know, for the Cardinals, I think they would be if they can trade the pick now and get a nice haul for it, go ahead and do it. But they would be smarter if they start getting maybe intel that that's going to happen and CJ's going to fall, to be like, let's hold on to this. Even if, you know, even if Anthony Richardson's going to, you know, fall too, maybe you
can. If they're smart.
Yeah.
If they're smart.
They're not. They're not.
It's the Cardinals. So,
yeah. And they're not good. They can't trade Kyler, because if you can't trade Lamar Jackson, you're not going to be able to trade Kyler Murray.
No.
He's on an injury right now, and his stock mentally is the lowest it's ever been.
Yeah. Unless you're going to trade him, unless the deal comprised of Arizona agreeing to pay for like the next 6 Call of Duties for him too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're not trading Kyler.
No. Then they have Will Leaves going to the Colts. Cardinals taking Will Anderson, Seahawks taking Jalen Carter, which I do think the Seahawks will take Jalen Carter, because like I said, they have 2 first round picks. They can take the gamble. Then they have the Tennessee Titans trading with the Lions, which I guess is something we didn't talk about, which could happen, and them taking CJ Stroud there. So I would say all those picks from the Cardinals up to pretty much the Titans are all, to Detroit, are all, because the Detroit also has 2 picks as well.
Yeah.
So all those are picks that you could see happen. And then they have the Raiders. They have them taking Devin Witherspoon. You guys are taking an O-lineman. They have Peter Strzokowski from Northwestern.
I like the move of an O-lineman, because I think we need to strengthen our O. Our old offense starts with our run.
Yeah.
We got to be able to, we got to have an O-line that can open up gaps for CP and Aguilar. And you know what I mean? Like, we need those space. And then everything else happens from there.
As long as we get Witherspoon or Gonzalez, I will be a happy guy.
Raiders will probably mess
up. Oh, I know we're going to fuck it up. We'll probably take Belize Robinson. I'll take Belize Robinson. Because, I mean, still, Jacobs hasn't signed the tag yet.
No. No. It's so funny how many people, how certain people haven't signed their tags yet.
There's a lot. I mean, yeah. I'm sure we can go through a list another time. There's just a quick one right now. And, I mean, it kind of goes to the Rodgers side of things, right? Like, Joe Douglas had that rally the other day and was like, yeah, he's coming here. It's like, I fucking hope so, Joe, because this is getting bad.
It's getting bad. And if you think about it, y'all slacked off on the OBJ pickup. And if from what it was reported, it was OBJ was supposed to go meet with New York today.
Yep.
And Baltimore said, nah.
Ghosted him.
Here you go. Boom. So it's interesting. It's funny and it's interesting, but yeah, no, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume now, it was kind of the same thing I was thinking with the Lamar situation. If they were going to trade Lamar, like, they weren't going to do it until after the draft. Because if you were the Colts, for example, like, well, we'd rather pick this pick this year, and then whatever our pick is next year, then you can have it, because now it's gone. And I'm assuming the Jets are doing the same thing right now. Like, we're not going to – I mean, they still could trade. They have what? I think the 10th pick.
They have 10th or 11th, something like that. Yeah.
I just literally had it here, so let's go back and check. They have the 13th pick. So, they're probably like, we don't really want to trade the 13th pick for Rodgers. I mean, I'm assuming he's going to be a Jet, just with everything that happened on McAfee. And there's no real options left for him.
Well, the rumor was that San Fran was going to get into the mix too.
That was the one. So would they get Trey Lance back then? Or is Trey just go and just chill?
Might be. If I'm them, I'd be like, you know, because you don't know how long.
Or is the idea that you get Rodgers and then he grooms Purdy? And then you trade to, let's say, a Tennessee or an Indy.
I think you trade Trey.
Yeah.
I think if anybody wanted that locker room.
I guess you could trade him to the Jets too. Because he has. Yeah. Did he work with Sala? Maybe his season, yeah.
Yeah. His first season.
Yeah.
Salah would have been there.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Rodgers, I would prefer to go to San Francisco. That's my best chance to win a Super Bowl.
If I'm them, I definitely want to go to San Fran, but
Packers
I just convinced you to sign my person, Lazard.
That was so funny. Lazard's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I guess it's New York. There's more places you could be.
But yeah, no. If for Rodgers, he wants to go to Jets. If Jets take forever and this trade doesn't happen, because according to them, the holdup is the 13th pick.
Mm-hmm.
That Green Bay wants that 13th pick, but just get the deal done, man. This is dragging on.
I'm so like, it's been a weird off. This offseason is definitely not what last year's offseason was. Yeah. Like, Devontae and now Tyreek Hill and now this and now this. It definitely hasn't been like the first, you know, few days were fun, but it's been very quiet. Like it's probably the least football I've had to talk during an offseason in a while. And I think we had the offseason we'd last year, like this is like the NBA offseason where it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It was like, we had the Waller trade, a few others, but nothing too crazy.
I think for me, being a Falcons fan, there was a lot of signings that I was excited for.
Yeah, you guys, and the Bears had great off seasons. Yeah,
because we went off with it. But if you're just like a regular football fan, you're kind of just like, all right, it's been an off season. Let's wait for the draft. And then when the draft is over, it's like, oh man, we have to wait a few more months for football to actually start again. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry, we got the XFL, people. Make sure you tune in.
XFL. Are you watching the XFL?
Sometimes I will watch like highlights, but
yeah, as people that follow me on social, I have a little man cave with all my projectors and stuff like that. And I'll have it on there, but I'm like, I don't have commentary on for those games. I'm just kind of just like, it's like the only thing on. So like, yeah. I guess I'll give it to space. But the Rodgers thing is just like, I have, you know, one of my closest friends, she's a Packers fan, and she's just done. Like, I feel so bad. I'm just like, man, mm-hmm. I mean, she's like, imagine if the Derek Carr, she's like, and I know Derek's not the same level of what Rodgers is, but just imagine it got dragged out. I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I'm pretty happy it just got done. Like, the day that there was the talks about maybe trading Derek didn't happen. We cut him. He went to the Saints. We moved on, got Jimmy. Like, we just moved on really quickly. This is just dragging on. And she's like, I just want to know, like, Jordan's the guy, so I can focus on Jordan, focus on the draft. And every single day is like, can it just be today?
It's just dragging out way too much. And if you watch like sports shows and stuff like that, you just get so.
It's the same annoyed. Every single day. It's like, we're Rodgers being the Jets. Like, we talked about this shit.
Yeah. Like, Greeny was entertaining to me for the first couple days after McAfee show. But then after that, I was like, I can't, man. Like, I can't wake up in the morning and watch any of these highlights or these clips or anything. I'm just
with the Beckham stuff. I only bring up the Lamar thing because that isn't that, like you brought up, like when you have these shows that do the things every single day. I only bring the Lamar question up now because it is now the natural question. Like, well, Lamar obviously is going to come back. And that's been a weird situation too. I don't think I remember a weirder situation with two all-star, all-pro caliber quarterbacks just being in this weird limbo. And it kind of hurts to have the bigger football conversation of, hey, look, guys, I'm ready to move on to NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and baseball, and get ready for this WNBA season and Women's World Cup. Like, can we just, you know, wrap it up so I can have that break from football? Because I don't want to get to like July and it's like, oh, Rodgers got traded. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to mess with it. And if you're the Packers, I don't know who it hurts more at this point now. Like, does it hurt the Packers more or does it hurt the Jets more? I think both.
It hurts both, but to me, I think it hurts the Jets a little bit more because at least for the Packers, you can.
They know Jordan's the guy.
Jordan is the guy, right? Yeah. So you can go over the plays. You can go over all that stuff. Formulate whatever offense you want to run around there. For Jets, you can only assume that – what's his name?
Zach?
No, the guy from – the guy that was
– White's gone.
Fired from – from Denver, the coach.
Oh, right. Yeah, Hackett.
Hackett, yeah.
Oh, by the way.
I think
Hackett. Don't forget, John Elway just gone.
Oh, yeah. John Elway is done with football.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Now I'm actually kind of worried about the Broncos.
Sean Payton went in there and just cleaned house.
The Broncos have been talking mad junk about the Raiders. All the players, Tim Patrick was on the show. He's like, I'm not scared about them. I'm like, Tim, we beat you 3 years in a row with sweeps.
Yeah, no, but they have Sean Payton now.
They got you. Yeah, it does worry me. But yeah, anyways, Rodgers.
Yeah, no, for Rodgers, I was just saying the only thing that can really happen is that Nathaniel Hackett is telling Saleh what works for Rodgers, what doesn't work for Rodgers and stuff, so that when he comes, it's a plug-and-play situation.
Yeah.
But we've also seen that Hackett wasn't a good coach. So
let's just play hypothetical, and I'm going to do the stupid, undisputed first take thing really quick here. I'm only doing this once, but let's say things don't happen. Like, fine, we're bringing Aaron back next season. Let's say the Packers say, fuck it. You know, we've already had toxic shit. We're bringing Aaron back again. You know, whatever. Then for the Jets, what are the options then? Then we're looking at what, like a Ryan Tannehill or a Trey Lance?
If they
or don't... Are they gonna be like, Zach, we're giving you back the keys?
No, Zach definitely is never getting the keys back. I think if Rodgers doesn't go, I could see Jets putting in an offer for Lamar. Because then you would have to trade for the next two seasons first round picks. Yeah.
Well, let's assume Lamar's off the table by then. Let's say
if Lamar's off the table by then you're kind of left with like a Teddy Bridgewater.
Yikes. I mean, like I said, maybe they talk to the Titans about Tannehill.
Maybe Tannehill, but yeah, you're kind of left with Teddy Bridgewater, Tannehill.
By the way, devil's advocate here, because I think there's a certain, correct me, I think there's a certain cap hit on Tannehill if he does get cut by a certain time that they don't have to pay him as much. So let's say the Titans decide to draft, they either do the trade up or maybe one of these quarterbacks fall to them, and then say the Jets realize that. And, you know, I know Aaron Rodgers, but if they know like that the Titans are going to have to cut Ryan Tannehill, for example, are they going to maybe go in a situation like, look, we don't think of any first round picks and let's just take a chance at Tannehill. Maybe they draft, you know, Hooker from Tennessee then or Bennett from Georgia and just try to wing it that way and not lose assets. Obviously the end goal is to get Rodgers, but you know, with everything the Packers are doing and being complicated, are you maybe, and look, Douglas and the Jets side, like they seem very confident they're getting Rodgers. So this is all hearsay, but I do wonder if it gets to a point like, fuck it, like this is not working anymore. Let's just see what else we can do.
I don't think they're ever going to get to that point until the season starts, to tell you the truth.
Right.
I think now that everybody knows that this is where their focus is on, anything shorter than having Rodgers is a disappointment.
Yeah.
And you can't have that. Like your whole team has been hyped up for Rodgers coming.
And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to drop this pod probably like 8 a.m. Mountain Time, and by like 7 o'clock Mountain Time, Rodgers gets traded.
Oh yeah, because as long as you drop it before the trade happens, then you're good. Yeah,
it's not going to be one of those things like, oh cool, it's going to be like, fuck, finally.
Oh yeah,
that's what it's going to be.
That's the beautiful thing of podcasts.
Yeah,
you record them, and then right after that, major news drop.
Yeah, well, the one time we did the, what was it? Was it the Super Bowl preview? Yeah, it was Super Bowl preview, and then the Durant trade happened.
Oh, yeah, and we had to go right back in to do the Durant trade.
Yeah. But, thanks, everyone. We did an NBA playoff preview. Go check that out. Your wrestling podcast. I may not be on it this week because I have other commitments, but I'm sure Senator and
I won't be on it this week because this is my first multi-sport.
Hell yeah.
Game back. So
the pod that's going to be all AAW, we just conveniently.
Yeah. I was focused on other stuff.
Make sure you watch Your Wrestling Podcast. I'm sure we'll have Morton and others, and Joel and maybe Brett on there. And Senator, you're their pods. You got to plug.
Yeah. Make sure to go check out Keeping Up with the Senator. Live on YouTube and Twitch, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. No. Yeah, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. I always get those ones mixed up. Live on YouTube at Keeping Up with the Senator, Twitch, twitch.tv/itsthesenator. Make sure to check out Not So Soft Pod. Like Josh said, we recorded the NBA pod, so that's out there. 7K Pick Pod, which you're listening to now, your wrestling pod. There's so many pods that we do on the regular. So
man, it's getting crazy out here. So everyone, until next time, folks, cheers.